This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
95, 93 FM. I'm totally trying to figure out where I am. Woody's got the day off today. It's just Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. We've been telling you about how we've just noticed this increasing trend of 80s and 90s songs that are just creeping into all the commercials, like this one.
We quilt this city.
Which
we
is
quilt this city with a comfy roll.
So, so awful. And then Maddie, our intern, found this truck commercial.
This summer, happiness is a new Chevy. You can go farther, tow more.
Has nothing to do with trucks, but they just like just jamming it in there because they think, oh, if you hear this song, you're going to want to buy our truck, which I don't really completely understand. But I mean, it is getting ridiculous, especially when we have ones like the one Woody found for toilet paper.
We quilt this city.
That's all I'm going to play at that one. So we asked you, we said, hey, if you're on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, you can leave a voice message. And you can tell us what maybe some of the, you know, advertising executives could use from 80s songs to make commercials for other products. So we're going to play some of these back. And I admit now, they're pretty bad, but not as bad as the real ones.
I think since there's so many dry weddings in Tennessee, Billy Idol should let his music be used for a commercial. It's a nice day for a Sprite wedding.
or this is pretty bad.
I love Tears for Fears, and I would hate it if they did this song. But what if they did a thing for gout medicine? It was like gout, right? This is a thing, it hurts you to walk about. Come on.
Come on.
I see myself out now.
Yeah, see yourself out. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Goin' Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center. We have a couple of contestants standing by. We didn't get the rematch we were hoping for. One of our contestants was not able to play, but Sam is able to come back. He was the reigning champion yesterday. Good morning, Sam in Smyrna.
Good morning.
And joining Sam, we have Denise in Nashville. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
Good morning.
Welcome.
I'm great. Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Here's how it goes. You know, we have three questions for each of you. You have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use your screw and make your opponent answer the question you got. If they get it wrong, you get a point. But if they get it right, they steal your point. So let's begin things now with, let's see, Denise. Denise,
all right.
In the movie Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, did he name his boat Wilson or Jenny?
Jenny.
Jenny is right. And Denise is up 1-0. Sam, it goes over to you. Shania Twain played a concert in Nashville within the last couple of years. Did she play at Bridgestone Arena, at Nissan Stadium, or Geodis Park?
Oh, she played at Geodis Park.
That is correct. Geodis Park, it was. And it is now tied at 1-1. And we go back to Denise. Denise,
right.
Philip Forsberg is a member of what Nashville sports team? Philip Forsberg, what Nashville sports team?
Predators.
The Predators is right. All right, good guess. It is now 2-1. Can he keep pace like he did yesterday? Sam, how often do experts recommend that you change the box of baking soda in your fridge to control odors?
I'm going to go with once a month / every 30 days.
No, it's once every 3 months. So now Denise has the lead 2-1 going into the final set of questions. Denise, Malibu brand rum is flavored to taste like what in nature?
Oh, coconut.
Coconut. That is correct. And we have a winner. Congratulations. Sam, thank you so much for coming back to play. We appreciate it. You were 1 out of 2 today, for this week, so not too bad. We have a certificate of Braggification for you, Denise. You hang on the line. We'll get that to you. You can share that with all your friends and family and show them how great you did today. We'll play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at about 7:20. Woody and Jim in the morning. Shake it up. 93.3. Totally Shake hits. Totally up. Nashville. Brought to you by the Dog Wizard. Shake it up. You want to transform your dog's behavior? Go to NashvilleDogWizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you. They'll give you 10% off. So Woody's off today. Intern Maddie is here from MTSU. Did you watch the vice presidential debate last night?
I did not tune in.
I didn't want to. My wife kept asking me, what time is that on? I want to watch it. I'm like, I didn't want to watch it. And so we finally looked it up and okay, it's 8 o'clock. And then she was out of the room. I put it on at 8 o'clock and she's like laying in her bed, like watching Instagram reels. And I'm like, oh gosh, she tricked me into watching the debate I didn't want to watch. And nothing interesting happened.
Right.
It was so not worth it. There was no knockout blows. There was mm-hmm. no like crazy moments. Like it was totally different
yeah.
when Trump and Kamala yeah. went at it. Like that we had popcorn for. Right. Like, okay.
Wine.
What, yeah, mm-hmm. wine. Lots of wine.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? But if you would like to say, I'm a super informed voter and I watched the debate, even though you didn't, here is highlights of last night's vice presidential debate in 22 seconds.
Governor Walz, you are first.
Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, the folks who missed Dancing with Our Stars, and Taylor Swift.
Senator Vance.
The most incredible people anywhere in the world.
Thank you both for participating in the only vice presidential debate of this election cycle.
That's it. There. I know you didn't get much out of that, but neither did those of us that watched it.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
All right, here's three things you want to know. Sad news, if you loved the show American Pickers, and of course we have that local tie with Mike Wolf being a part-time resident here and having his own vodka and his store. His longtime friend and cohort, Frank Fritz, died at age 60 of a heart attack. Mike Wolf released that in an Instagram message. So that's sad. That's too bad. But we do know that the world is changing more than we ever thought. Intern Maddie from MTSU, Mount Everest, it's getting bigger?
Yes, it's hitting a growth spurt. Two nearby river systems 45 million years ago are now causing it to grow. So it has it's grown 50 feet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But over the course of how long? It's like...
It says 10,000 years. So,
oh, okay. All right. So everybody yeah. that holds the, like, you know, the badge of honor of, mm-hmm. of climbing it and getting to the top, like, yeah, that maybe in another 1,000 years, somebody right. will break their record because it will be taller.
Right.
Okay. It's growing just slowly. This is so wild. There is a woman in Florida, of course, who was named at birth by her parents Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke. Van Dyke is her last name. She is 52 years old, and she has carried around the name Marijuana Pepsi as her first and middle name. And she has decided to not change her name. She says she is taking her name and owning it and loves the originality. And she said, despite the fact that it's Marijuana Pepsi that they named her, her parents were not on drugs. And she herself has earned a PhD in higher education. So she's changing the world's attitude about people named Marijuana Pepsi. Live from the Eurostone Studios. Woody and Jim in the morning, 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. And Woody's out today. So it's me, Jim, along with our intern, Maddie, from MTSU, who has just joined us in the last couple of weeks. Glad to have her. Earlier, we were talking about Lego sets, and the, I guess, must-have for Halloween this year is this Lego set of from the movie Hocus Pocus, which has the Sanderson sisters, the witches, the cottage. And it's like, really, I said, oh my gosh, this is expensive. It's $230, which it shouldn't surprise me because Legos are really expensive. But you were telling me that people are actually buying Lego sets that are already made for like way more than what they paid for the set. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, so they, as I like to think of it as like a labor charge. So
okay,
it's like $1,000 for the completed set. So like a Hogwarts set, for example,
right?
Someone I was following on social media just documented the whole process and they sold it for over $1,000 and someone just bought it to preserve it, I guess.
Like it's, put it up in their, they yeah. love whatever.
Yeah.
And they then, don't have to do the work.
Right. And then the person I follow shared that they do that to like make extra money, like a side hustle.
It's like a TaskRabbit thing.
Yeah. And
right?
You can do it on eBay, it looks like, Amazon.
Wow. Yeah. I've been missing out. I mean, my son did Legos and I would do Legos with him a lot.
I love it.
It's terrible.
I don't like when people do it as well.
Seriously, you get your money back, but Legos,
if you're doing it as a joke,
well, then hats off to you. Just go for some of these things. And then, you know, building was fun, but when they were done, you know, they were done. They just sat there. And quite often pieces would be left over and then I would step on them with bare feet in the dark and I would scream and not like Legos at all very much at that moment. So I say, build a Lego set, sell it for way more than you paid for it, have the fun of building it, and then ship it out. Just drop it USPS and send it to somebody. It makes them side hustle money. So we asked you to go onto the 93.3 Totally Hits app, which is totally free, and you can leave us voice messages there. And we said, hey, take a song from the 80s or the 90s and make it into a jingle for a product. And some of these are outstandingly awful, but for that reason, they're fantastic, like this one.
I love Tears for Fears, and I would hate it if they did this song. What if they did a thing for gout medicine? It was like, gout, right? This is a thing, it hurts you to walk about. Come on.
I got
I'll see myself out now.
Oh my God. And this one person took it to the, tis the season, I guess. They went Michael Jackson.
How about one for a dentist? From the Novocaine you revive. Your teeth start to shiver. For no mere mortal likes the sound of the evil of the driller.
All right, I gotta give it to you. That was pretty good. Little end of the thriller. I love it. It's terrible. I don't like when people do it like seriously for products, but if you're doing it as a joke, well, then hats off to you. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. If you're not in a good mood, let's change it.
Feeling good, like I should.
So, you know, while we live in this outrage society, what are we going to be mad at today? We try to feature some other stories that are happy. Maybe balance out your doom scrolling a little bit. This is pretty cool. I know that there's a tremendous diaper bank here in Nashville that help out and give out like just so many diapers to people who need it. Nebraska, there's a diaper bank there, and they just handed out their 8 millionth diaper. think about that. I know you probably, if you just recently had kids, you probably think, yeah, we went through 8 million diapers in a month. But think about if you couldn't afford it. That's so cool.
I noticed that this time around, it's just harder trying to keep up with diapers, and especially with the prices. And sometimes, like, when you have to get the really cheap ones, it's just not the best quality and can irritate my kids' skin. With my kids, like, I feel like this is still their childhood, and I don't want to be worried about too many expenses and not being able to enjoy them.
Yeah, so 8 million diapers to people who needed it, who maybe had to make a choice between, well, am I going to get some diapers this week, or am I going to get some formula? So they were able to make the easy decision and get the formula. So that's hopefully changing your mood for today. It's Wednesday after an extremely uninteresting vice presidential debate.
95.1 in the borough. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycles in Murfreesboro.
And we have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. And who is our four-legged friend?
This is Fairy.
Now, Fairy's been a while at Nashville Humane, right?
Yeah. So Fairy was actually adopted out as a puppy and then unfortunately was returned due to no fault of her own. So she's back with us, but she is just, she's a good time. I've been with her all morning and we have just had the most fun. She is also missing 4 of her top teeth. So her lips are constantly stuck on her teeth, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It is adorable. Yes. It's what makes her special.
So her inconvenience is just a delight for everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel bad because I feel like I've been looking at her and just like laughing in her face all morning, but it's just because you're so cute.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
I know. Yeah. So Fairy is like a beautiful shade of brown.
She's got the softest coat ever. She definitely conditions.
She has the face of a boxer, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Her face looks a little, she's only a year old, but yeah. I think because she's missing some of her teeth, her face is a little more wrinkly than it would be. So she kind of looks a little older, but
she is young, but her face is as old as time.
Yeah. Her face is an old soul.
Yeah, she's such a good girl.
Available at Nashville Humane. If you want to see the video, you can follow Woody and Jim or 93.3 Totally Hits on Facebook and also on the Woody and Jim TikTok. If you just want to get like a glimpse of this beautiful girl, she's so sweet.
She is so sweet.
She's a big sweetie.
She's very cuddly. She loves her toys. She's one of those dogs too that she plays with her toys on her own. So she'll like throw them up in the air, and like launch them across the room so she can go and chase them.
Play catch with yourself.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need you.
She makes her own fun.
Yeah.
I think she's going to make somebody like a super happy human.
Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane.
All right, here's 3 things you want to know. The all the charges, including like trafficking and sexual assault against Sean Diddy Combs, have already been filed. But as of yesterday, 120 new accusations have been coming forth since they announced the other ones last week. And 25 of those 120 were people who were underage at the time. So it just keeps looking worse and worse for whatever was going on with Sean Diddy Combs. And now to the brighter side, let's talk about banning books. And joining me this morning, because Woody's out, is our intern Maddie from MTSU. So what are they banning now?
Well, it looks like a shocker for me is Wicked, the life and times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And then a standard one, Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's been on there for like 10 years.
I love that one.
Right? And then a popular author that people my age know, Sarah J. Maas, has 2 books on the list. So
that stinks.
I know.
I have my Nashville library card that says I read banned books. Mm-hmm. Proudly. Also, 7-Up has changed and made a new formula that's coming out soon. It's 7-Up Shirley Temple, which Shirley Temple, if I only know this from like old movies and even as a part-time bartender, I never had anybody ask me for one, but it was what you would serve like a kid who was in a place serving adult beverages. So it was something sweet they could sip on that kind of looked like something the older people were drinking. But this new 7-Up Shirley Temple version is going to have pomegranate and cherry flavors for you to try. So that's the new thing to make us, you know, all bubbly and obese because we drink too much soda. And I'm one of those people.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.